I speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we gather today to induct Reverend Dr. Chris Noyanen as the new incumbent of this parish of St. George's. And I just thought I would start off by saying that the reading of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego being thrown into the fire was not specifically chosen as any reflection whatsoever on this particular occasion. Just thought that we should be clear about that. It is, in fact, believe it or not, it is, in fact, the Old Testament reading assigned for the Wednesday in the fifth week of Lent. So it's a sign for today. So we got it. And I'm so glad that we did. I love that story. I love that story for a number of reasons, one of which is that every time I read it now, since our children watched the VeggieTales movie of Shadrach and Benny, I have the song, the bunny, oh, I love the bunny, comes into my head. Especially the line where the owner has put in the song about, I'd give everything that I have for the bunny. Yeah. Replacing the golden statue of the story. And it's interesting because, of course, we have that as over against the gospel reading, which was picked for today, and it's a beautiful reading. And I just want to say that they are beautifully complementary. They actually go together very well, especially for an occasion like this where we are beginning a new journey together in faith as a community of faith in this place. Well, how did they go together? One about being thrown into the fire, and the other one, the beautiful words of Jesus. We always love it when Jesus talks about love, right? Yeah. Except for the little part where he says, greater love has no one than this, that they lay down their life for their friends. We're going to skip that over that part because it's not as cozy as the rest of it. But that's probably why these two readings go together so well. It's why they go together so well. So I'm going to start off with the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's actually, I keep saying Meshach, but I've just realized that the pronunciation is Meshach. So, you know, sorry. I just figured that out yesterday. So. Anyways, there you go. And the thing that I love about this story for this occasion, and as I was reading it this time, it just struck me how deeply, you know, I always used to read this as a story of this wonderful, miraculous intervention by God, right? They're threatened by the powers of darkness, represented by the king and his counselors, if you've read the story before, and now they're going to be punished simply for obeying the commandments of God because they are faithful to God and they refuse to do something that would violate their faith. And so God, because of their faithfulness, rescues them out of the fire. But the image of being thrown into the fire, and for what? Because they wouldn't worship the golden statue. Or, to put it in a more pointed way, they refused to trade the worship of the living God, who is the creator of all things, who sustains us and gives us life, and loves us for a hunk of metal fashioned by some people that represents what? Some person's power and ability to make others do what they want. Why would that have something to do with an induction? Well, here it is, you see. Our life together as church is always, at its heart, worship. Yes, because we gather for worship, that's how we talk about it, but even more because our gathering for worship is about teaching us what true worship actually is. It's about teaching us what worship is supposed to be in our lives, what it's for. Because when our worship is right, and I don't mean you got the songs in the right order or anything like that, or that you used one book or the other or any of those other things like that. But when our worship is right in the depths of our hearts, then we are being changed. Because our lives are being reordered. Our priorities are being ordered. Our worldview is being reordered so that there is nothing that we bow before other than the one true God who has made all things and who sustains us in his love. To come to worship is yes, and we love to sing the songs, and that's part of it. But it's also that in the act of worship, our lives are being transformed and reordered. And that is not always an easy thing. It's not always an easy thing. In fact, the reordering of our lives can be a very difficult thing. In fact, sometimes it's almost like being thrown into a furnace of fire. Sometimes community life can be a little bit like that, can it not? Being thrown into the furnace of fire. And there's sometimes in our common life together or in our relationship with the world and the things that are going on around us, we feel like we are in danger, like we're being threatened, like things are not going well, like our lives are being messed up. The fire may not be literal, but it can sometimes feel pretty darn real, can't it? And it's in the midst of that kind of perceived threat, when everything seems to be going on around us or within us or amongst us, that we need to have our lives reordered and our worship set right. Because what is it that we worship when our lives are being pulled off by this way? Is God at the heart of who we are? Is our faith grounded on the one who is the creator of all, who holds us in his hands through this life and through death into eternity? Or is our life being jerked around by the stuff that we see out around us, being, you know, tossed about? We could have done that one. We could have done the being tossed about in the boat in the storm. Yeah, that one, being tossed about. And so, gathering together in Christian community is in part about being brought into the fire to be refined, to be purified, to be transformed and changed by the power of God's love. Now, this is one of the things I love about this story, right? Adrach, Meshach, and Abednego go into the flame. And what does the king see? He sees four people walking around, because there's the three of them, and then there's the fourth. Like a god, says the king. An angel, God's angel, we would say, which is another way of saying that God is present with them in the midst of the fire. And that's what makes all the difference. That's what makes all the difference in the midst of our life together, our shared life together, is that if it's just about us as human beings bumping up against each other and you know, getting things wrong or right or some mix in between, if it's just about us in our relationship to the world and the things that are going on with it, we're not coming out without the smell of smoke on our clothes, that's for sure, right? But when God is with us in the midst of it, when we open our hearts to the power and the presence of God's Spirit, then all those things which may be uncomfortable, maybe, I'm using that gently, yeah, sometimes it's really darn uncomfortable, all of those things have the potential to be transformative, to be things that purify our hearts, that draw us more deeply into God's love. And what kind of a place has it taken us to? Well, it's taken us to a place where we can say with Jesus, greater love has no one than, or that wasn't the words that you, there was a different translation. There is no greater love than. Which translation was that anyways? Did I? Okay, I did? Okay, thank you. He's just saying that because when he says boss, I know what he's talking about. But it's so that we can... We can say those words of Jesus, greater love has no one than to lay down their life for their friends. When love of God and love of one another is supreme, when it rules in our hearts, when we worship the God who is love, then all these things have proven to be transformative and have changed our hearts and our lives. It goes against all our instincts, isn't it? Laying down our life for our friends. When you get there, okay, now, you know, if it's your kids, all right, maybe, right? Yeah, pretty sure kids. Yeah, anyways, don't tell them I said that. Anyways, but to lay down our life as an act of love is also an act of faith, and it's an act of worship, worship of the one true God, who is the creator of all, who has made us in God's image, who has redeemed us in Jesus, and is molding and shaping our lives by the Spirit to become more like Jesus day by day and week by week as we gather, as we worship, as we work, as we go out in mission. So, Shadrachs, Meshachs, and Abednego's, into the fire we go, and we go joyfully and with faith. We go joyfully with faith, knowing that Christ is with us, that the Spirit is with us. And we go with open hearts, welcoming the transformation that God will bring by his love and by his grace. May God make us ever just a little bit more, a little bit day by day, more open to that transforming grace, so that we might walk out and through the fire and lay down our lives in love for one another. Amen.